Ready?
Yeah. Are we going to call it 220?
No, we'll call it, we'll just say what happened.
Okay. I'll let you say that.
Why? Shut up, man. Like it couldn't happen to you.
Never. I would never do that.
I've seen your videos where you videotaped the floor.
That was Joe.
Yeah, Joe.
It wasn't for me.
Oh, yeah, right.
Reviewing the dailies. No, what Joe did was he filmed the guy standing on the crate. He filmed the crate. Yeah. I said, Joe, no, you got to film the waist up.
You're listening to All right, well, here's what happened, folks. Talk 220 is for shit. I forgot to check the capacity on my Arcos.
The flux capacitor.
And it was recording just fine. And then when I checked it after an hour and a half or so into the show, yeah, it was...
Fuck's sake, man, you amateur!
Hey! What? Why can't you control your fucking volume?
What don't you fucking understand?
I'm the one that's amateur.
So here's what you missed. We answered Andrew's question. Ad nauseum. We played W Eclipse.
And you'll never hear it.
What else did we do? We talked about Thor. Let's give a quick review of Thor. You liked it.
Yeah.
You gave it 3 out of 5 Spiny Normans. I gave it 2.5 out of 5. My 2-sentence review, John. Less Loki, more Natalie Portman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then we talked about Brian Christopher's short film.
Short film.
Orders that I did a voiceover in.
You did a voiceover and you contributed audio for that short film. It's making the rounds in festivals right now, John.
Yeah, you could see his YouTube channel, youtube.com/ directed by Brian, B-R-I-A-N, directed by Brian.
And John,
Orders is not on it, though. He hasn't released it yet.
If he's nominated for a short film, will he invite you to the Academy Awards is what I want to know.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe. We talked about that. We talked about Osama.
Yeah, we covered Osama in great detail.
My wife coming down to tell us it. Tell us that it happened.
All the developments since then.
Yeah.
Getting shot.
You guys missed it, man.
Totally.
Ha ha.
Dropped in the ocean.
Yeah.
Within, 24 or 48 hours?
Yeah, all that shit. Pakistan getting all this money from us.
Oh, and my wife watching the entire movie of Thor thinking it was Brad Pitt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You missed it, man.
Mother's Day. My wife's birthday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My sister saying dick really loud in a crowded restaurant. Making my kids laugh a lot.
And you've seen Fast Five. You've talked about Fast Five.
Yeah.
And you're going to go again. And when you go again, you're going to call me. And my daughter and I are going to come with you.
You haven't seen 2012.
We I haven't seen that. 2012. No.
Something
I haven't
wrong
seen
with
any
you.
Of the X-Men.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't know what's going on there.
Yeah, me neither. I don't know what's going on there. Oh, my phone's going off.
Hold Your on. Phone?
My phone.
Are you going to get the door?
Yeah, hold on. Hold on. We got any emails to cover? We responded to you.
Right.
We didn't record that. Oh,
voicemails.
Hold on. I got an email.
Oh, you do?
So I told a shit story. Is the greatest shit story ever, but apparently not to Pat McGroin. Anyway, there was a quiz during that shit story, and as we did get one response. This response is from Lombard. He says, Scott, I listened to 219, and when you said nobody had replied to your quiz about the Eagle Pub shit story yet, at the time, I decided to give it a try. Not quite a factual inaccuracy, but my guess is that James Clerk Maxwell was very religious and likely wouldn't have gone to a pub unless he walked past the pub and had to take an urgent shit. I love the show. That is not the correct answer, but that is very, very close. It's very close. So if you want to re-listen to that shit story, it was in, episode 218? I told the shit story about going to Cambridge and the Eagle Pub and shitting where Watson and Crick and James Clerk Maxwell drop loads. So that is not correct, I'm sorry to say. Also, I got an email from John, and I also got the same email from Bob. They both turned me on to this story, a science story, John. Einstein proved right again with his theory of general relativity. Very interesting article. Not only does the Earth's mass bend time and space, but as the Earth rotates, it drags.
Sorry about this.
This gravity thing with it. It drags.
Can you turn that shit down? Huh?
This gravity thing with it. Yeah, very cool.
There's a Windows mixer. I don't know. Get familiar with it.
Very cool. What else did we talk about, John? Oh, I watched the Celtics in Miami. Celtics gave the game away. Gave it away, John. I lost. Oh, I paid up on my burrito bet.
Oh, yeah.
Last week, I lost the bet. You bet that the title of Kate was not princess.
Right.
I challenge that. And officially, technically, she will not be a princess until Prince Charles takes the throne.
Right.
When the queen passes on, John.
You fucking bitch!
So I paid off my burrito bet.
Burrito.
I lost another burrito because I bet somebody the Bulls-Atlanta series would only be a 5-game series.
Yeah.
And it's going to be 6 or 7. So I have another burrito to pay up.
I had tickets for tomorrow's game.
Well, what happened?
Skybox.
Yeah, we going?
No, I figured I'd fuck up the show and we'd have to redo it tomorrow.
Really? I can't come back. I can go to a Bulls game, though.
What do you mean you can't come back?
Let's do it from the Bulls game.
No, I gave them away.
Gave them away?
Skybox, yeah.
Why'd you give them away?
Who'd you give them to? I thought they were for tonight.
Who did you give them to?
This is how it went down. Guy comes up, he goes, my two favorite guys. And he gives me one ticket and gives his employee the other ticket. And I'm like, I don't want to go to the fucking game with this asshole. I go, oh, you know what? Yeah, Monday night, right? Yeah, Monday night. So, yeah. Mother's Day. Got something going on. My parents are coming in. I can't do it. Here, Mike, why don't you go? Take the other ticket. Because I only had one, not two.
I see. Well, that's lame.
Otherwise, we'd be gone.
Right. Right on. That'd be something else, man. I haven't seen this Derrick Rose play yet.
No.
I've heard him talk. But I haven't seen him play yet.
Hey, we got two phone calls.
Let's hear them, man. Let's hear those phone calls. Yeah.
All right, here we go.
John Scott, what's up, Zach? I wanted to weigh in on the shit story controversy. I disagree with Matt McGraw. I think that was a great shit story. Okay. The other thing I wanted to tell him about was on the previous episode, you guys had expressed some confusion over my my voicemail. What the deal was I wanted you to write the letter to Michio Kaku, and in return for hashing out that argument with him, I would buy you guys the audiobook of Decision Points, George W. Bush's book,
as
read by him, so you guys can pull out some great clips from the show. Anyway, later, guys.
So what were we supposed to do now? We were supposed to write a letter to Michio Kaku and do what
you,
now?
I
was?
Were.
What was I going to do? Just tell him what a douche he is?
Yeah, call him out.
Okay. I'll do that.
You pussy.
Oh, I'm getting
call
my...
number two.
I'm finalizing...
Scott,
oh,
Pat McGroin.
Pat McGroin.
Well, fantastic. Thanks for sending the show up so quickly, too. It was timely. It was really good. It was fun to listen to. And thanks again. As far as Bin Laden is concerned, you know what? I went out and on work on Monday, and I just kind of talked to a lot of different people, and it was pretty much unanimous, 100% completely skeptical of the whole thing. Of course, that was Monday's view, but I did talk to a lot of people, and you know, anything ranging from the way Obama said Pakistan instead of Pakistan. I don't believe it. I don't believe he's dead. I believe he's never. He's been dead for a long time. I mean, it's just election year. A zillion different responses. But you know what? These are probably the same people that believe that you can turn water into wine. You know, Jesus, you know, the guy was a magician. Okay,
turn water into gasoline.
Was a magician. He was a persuader of people a million years ago. Come on. These people, anyways, I know that's a little convoluted, but these same people believe in a whole line of bullshit. You know, they can be skeptical of Bin Laden, but they can't look at their own religion. It's just incredible. Anyways, one little lesson, too. Go to a parking lot, pick out, you know, just go down to the mall, pick out the dirtiest, scuzziest, crappiest-looking car. And the only thing holding it together is a bumper sticker that says Jesus Saves. You're not going to find that bumper sticker on a Mercedes or a BMW. Okay? Later.
Okay.
There you have it.
Pat McGroin. Pat McGroin's Minute. Pat's Minute. Are you going to get the door?
Hold on. Let me get the door.
I mean, it's been ringing and...
Yeah.
You know? What the hell? Open the door.
Hey.
You coming back? You're racing him?
See, I'm back.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think Phil's ever been in the world's largest vagina.
No?
He should give his news from the world's largest vagina, don't you think?
Yeah.
What do you think about that, Phil?
Well, if that's what
settle down.
If that's what you want to do, Scott, I'm up for that. I've never been. I've actually never seen a vagina up close. I mean, a large one, anyway.
No.
But I'm ready when you are, John.
All right, here we go.
Your award-winning TTN News, Phil McCracken Whitcomb.
Like his on. His first story tonight. As one of the first reporters to officially report Bin Laden's death last show, John, I have an update.
Yes.
When Bin Laden's corpse was laid out, one of the Navy SEALs was asked to stretch out next to it to compare heights. After the information was relayed to Obama, he turned to his advisors and said, "We donated $60 million helicopter to this operation, and we could not afford to buy a tape measure." Ah! Next story time. Cop sends pic of cock. Now it's cop, but still has his cock. Well, that's right, John. A former city police officer will be on intermediate probation for his one-time lapse in judgment for using his cell phone to solicit for sexual purposes somebody believed to be a 16-year-old girl. Michael S. Boyja, 32, the father of three, it's getting deeper in there, was an eight-year veteran policeman when he resigned in June, about a month after his May 2010 arrest. He apologized today to the police department and the people of Chesapeake. He pleaded guilty in August. According to the stipulation filed in the case, he exchanged text messages with a girl in early May. She and her mother eventually called police, and the male investigator continued the texting, posing as a girl. They exchanged photos. Boyd sent a photo of his penis, and police arrested him 4 days later. Some speculated he was only given probation because his teeny weeny was punishment enough.
Next story, John. You said penis. It's getting really humid in here.
Humid, John.
In the largest vagina in the world.
It's like an organic oven.
Yeah. It's big.
The rapture may be an economic boost. That's right, John. The next scheduled rapture is on May 21st, 2011. And a growing number of idiots are spending all of their money on, get this, John, resigning from their jobs in preparation of Jesus' return. The bad news is that all these fucktards will be on welfare after May 21st, because who in their right fucking mind would hire someone who said they left their job because Jesus is risen? Next story shot.
Shitty, shitty, suck, suck.
Listen, you motherfuckers.
A man found in bra and knickers with a dead goat high on bath salts. That's right, John. A West Virginia man found wearing woman's underwear and standing over a goat's carcass has told police he was high on bath salts. Marcus Thompson, 19, of Alumni Creek, was arrested at his home on Monday and has since been charged with cruelty to animals. Police said witnesses had heard that Thompson standing near a neighbor's goat in the bedroom. He was wearing a bra and female underwear, and the goat had at least one stab wound. The 19-year-old's neighbor, Lisa Powers, said she bought the goat last week as a gift for her 4-year-old grandson. Ma Powers told the Charleston Gazette she had been told on Monday morning that her goat had been spotted inside Mr. Thompson's house. They told him that my goat was wandering around in Mark's house and he better come and get it. They called my nephew because he'd been there before. However, after entering Mr. Thompson's house and making their way into his bedroom, Mr. Powers said the group found him standing with his pants down. He had a woman's clothing and the goat was dead. There was blood everywhere. It was just a scene. The 19-year-old is reported to have rushed out of the property and was later found by officers searching the nearby woodlands. Next story shot! Justin Bieber, John. Justin Bieber made the Times top 100 influential people for 2011, but Christopher Hitchens didn't. Maybe that's because I recently bought a rifle to keep Beliebers off my lawn. Next story, John.
Oh, Jesus.
A potential Darwin Award winner dies during performance art. Friends watching a performance art show in Colombia thought the convulsions and deep breathing were part of the act until they realized the artist had suffocated. Student John Gerald Villima, 21, died of asphyxiation. In the performance last Tuesday, Mr. Villima stood in a bucket of water with a black bin liner over his head. He then held a leaf in his left hand and a chain of bills in his right before facing the audience. Mr. Felima's stunt was critique of his hometown, Bogota, which is considered one of the most violent criminal cities in the world. Since he had previously performed the piece without incidents, friends filmed the stunt, thought the deep breathing was part of the show, even when he was slumped on the floor unconscious. An ambulance was called when the audience realized what had happened. Mr. Felima was taken to an intensive care unit and died on Sunday. The student's mother blamed the university for neglect and failing to call emergency services. But the university's general secretary, Luis Artigo Rodriguez, denied the school was responsible. It is an academic exercise in which the student tried to create a representation using his own body.
What is this? This
activity
shows
on his own and regrettably ended in a tragedy. Next story, John.
Listen, you motherfuckers, we're going to tax you 25%.
Study finds that men don't always think about sex. They occasionally think about food and sleep, which they sometimes need before having more sex. Next story, John. A construction worker, John, and I brought audio in for this. A construction worker gets a shovel up his rectum.
Oh,
rectum? Damn, they killed him. A 31-year-old builder was left in agony when a freak slip from a ladder thrust the handle of a shovel 20 inches up his backside. Astonished paramedics feared luckless laborer Michael Mayer to the hospital. I'm sorry, ferried the luckless laborer in Munich, Germany, where surgeons cut away the handle with an angular grinder.
Ooh.
It was a one-in-a-million shot accident. He was up the ladder and he lost his footing. And as he fell, one of those American-style spades... Wait, I thought he fell on a shovel, not a... I get it.
Oh, boom.
Without a grip on the end, went right up his bottom.
It was a sickening scream.
Hospital authorities said the man has undergone surgery to remove the remaining section of the handle that went 20 inches up his rectum, and he is in stable condition, John. Next story, John.
What was he, Italian?
Yes, he was Italian.
He was Italian. So now he's a Wopsicle?
It's interesting that we're
in a vagina.
Yes, we're in the world's largest vagina because my next story, John.
Vagina? Did you say vagina?
Vagina. A woman challenges for the title of the world's largest vagina. That's right, John. Gloria Esther Perez of Fort Myers, Florida, was charged with carrying a concealed weapon in a rather unusual hiding spot.
And John, Scott, and Phil inside of a virgin.
Perez was arrested after getting into a kerfuffle with a woman over buying cigarettes when she was brought into police custody. Officers noticed that she was rather fidgety and was putting hands into her pockets and near her private area like she was trying to conceal something. And then officers discovered Perez was hiding dozens of pills in her person, along with a knife in her vagina and another knife in her fat rolls. Next story, John.
Tonight, we dine in hell!
Floridians, John, are going to have to start... Floridians are going to have to start pulling up their pants and stop having sex with animals soon. That's right.
Oh.
It's up to Governor Rick Scott to sign off two bills passed in Florida State, which target droopy drawers and bestiality. The bestiality bill, SB 344, bans sexual activity between humans and animals and has been championed for years by Senator Dan Rich. Rich took up the anti-bestiality fight after a number of cases involving sexual activity with animals in recent years, including a panhandle man who was suspected of accidentally asphyxiating a family goat during a sex act and the abuse of a horse in the Keys. The bill would make such acts a first-degree misdemeanor. Students caught showing their underwear or butt crack could face suspensions and other punishments, according to the other bill. Next story, John. Next and last story, John. This is the headline, John. The headline, police, I've never seen anybody that drunk. A 20-year-old woman was caught driving late Thursday with blood alcohol nearly four times the legal limit, according to police who expressed surprise that she could still function. The woman registered a 0.30 blood alcohol level when she was given a field sobriety test. Captain Anthony Bergata said the legal limit is 0.08, and that's for someone who has turned 21. In related news, Captain Bergagna has never met Pauly B. And that's the news. I'm Phil McCracken Wickham, reporting from the world's largest vagina, which I just stepped out of because it was getting too humid, Chuck. It was too humid in there.
Humid.
Thank you, John. Thank you, Scott. I better run out of the vagina. How did your door get into the world's largest vagina?
Well, you got to get in and out of the vagina.
he was just taking the door out of the vagina. Now he's in your house?
Yeah, let's get out of the vagina.
Is that how that works?
How do we get out of here?
I don't know.
Wait, let's see if we can squeeze out.
I don't know, John.
I think we're trying to get out of the anus. We're out.
That's good. Hey, Gert Lombard on the Facebook page. I like Total Talk Nonsense. I listen to Total Talk Nonsense with John and Scott, which you updated, John. He says, I heard about Red Stag from John. Tomorrow I'm going to have a Red Stag hangover. And he blames you for this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't blame him.
Then John Burroughs said, hey, I've been looking for it in the UK and I can't find it. Gert found it in ASDA. That must be like a jewel.
An ass.
An ASDA.
An ASDA.
An ASDA. Yeah.
So Red Stag making the universal rounds. They should be a sponsor of ours, don't you think?
Yeah, no doubt.
No doubt.
Drink like a bottle a week, Scott.
No doubt, yes. John.
So I guess, I fucked up the show. We had another hour and a half we recorded. So we're only going to get 25 minutes out of this. Although we did get Phil to come into the world's largest vagina with us to give the news.
Yes.
Right, Scott?
That's right, John. So what's the timing on this show?
About 25 minutes.
25 minutes we managed to put in. That's outstanding.
God well, there you damn have it. You know, I don't know why I didn't check it. I mean, what else? Why would I leave all those shows on there? I left all, like, the last shows all the way through March. I don't know why. God damn it. You know, I thought to check it, too. I'm like, oh, no, there's plenty on there.
Plenty.
Plenty of hard disk. God damn it. I just got too much going on, Scott.
So this will be an ad hoc, and then next week we'll pick up with 220?
220.
220 next week.
Next week.
This is the John fucked up ad hoc.
How come I get blamed all the time?
Well, maybe if you'd like, I can micromanage you and we can go through some sort of a security, not a security, but a show checklist at the beginning of the show.
Yeah.
Yeah. We can implement that.
Yeah. All right. That's all the time we got this week, Scott. I'm John.
I'm Scott.
Say goodnight, Scott.
Good night, Scott.
Listening to John and Scott on Total Talk Nonsense.